Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm actually sitting here in the spot where I do therapy every single week. I've like tried out a bunch of places in my apartment, but this is my safe space. This is my spot where, I don't know, I just feel the most comfortable, like I can connect the most. And I felt like that was very fitting for this first episode. So we're doing it from a therapy spot. So let's get into it. Hey, my name is Sarah, and welcome to the very first Talking Fast Self-Care Sunday edition. It's just me, and I've been wanting to do a formula like this for a while now. I feel like, I don't know, a space where I can just connect with people, be vulnerable, but also really lean into this whole mentality of self-care Sundays and really setting yourself up for success for the week ahead, because we do it on TikTok, I make the vlogs, but I wanted something that was tangible that you could actually maybe incorporate into your routine, which is why these self-care Sunday editions of the podcast are going to exist now for the foreseeable future. It'll usually just be me. Sometimes I'll have a guest, maybe if I'm like traveling or something. We're sitting in my favorite spot. Sometimes I'll light a candle. I don't really feel like it right now. I got my water, my phone with my notes, and my favorite comfy blanket that I use every week in therapy, and it's just you and me. So the whole mentality of this episode, of this podcast, of the Self-Care Sunday series, is it's going to drop on Sundays, and it's for you to help incorporate into your routine. I have always been somebody that gets the Sunday scaries, like really, really badly. Even in high school, I remember, like, I've never had a good sleep on Sundays, truly. And even if I'm looking forward to the next day or the week or I have things coming up, there's just something about Sunday nights that is programmed in my brain to feel anxious and overwhelmed and just generally worried. So that's why I started doing the Self-Care Sunday videos. And I think I started them like way back in the pandemic, like 2020, 2021. And they just kind of got birthed out of like me creating a routine for myself on Sundays that was just dedicated to myself. And with this podcast, what I want to do is create a space where you don't feel so alone on those Sunday nights and with those Sunday scaries. Maybe you're listening to this as you're doing your own self-care Sunday routine. Maybe you're cooking dinner. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you're having your bath, which is something I like to do on my Sundays. I'll walk you through my self-care Sunday routine. But it's going to be a little bit different for everyone when you choose to listen to this, how you choose to listen to it. Maybe you don't listen to it Sunday at all. Maybe you get the Tuesday scaries because every Wednesday you have a big meeting with clients or with your boss or something. It's not so much about it being physically Sunday. It's more so about the mentality of setting aside time for yourself and self-care. But self-care doesn't mean you have to be alone in it. So that's why I want to create this. And I feel like a podcast is the perfect formula for that because you can be doing your whole routine, doing your skincare, whatever, and we can be doing it together. We can be talking. It's going to be a mix of things. I think it's a lot of the time just going to be whatever is on my mind that week. Brain dumps, what I'm scared of that week for my Sunday scaries. Just generally, how am I feeling? What's going on? And also any tools or things that I've loved that have been working for me. So I figured the best thing to do to start off, though, is I'm going to walk you through my ideal self-care Sunday routine because I think I've nailed it. I'm an efficient person. I'm a busy person. I don't necessarily mean like your self-care Sunday should be like 6 hours of you just like not doing anything. But I've kind of nailed mine to like a 90-minute to 2-hour self-care Sunday routine that I love, so I can always have those 2 hours to myself every single week. So for me, that starts off, I'm obviously in comfy clothes. As soon as I actually walk through the door of my apartment, I throw on my slippers and I change into like a sweater, a hoodie or something. I don't understand how people can wear like normal outdoor clothes in their apartment. I just need to be cozy the second I get home. After dinner, usually on a Sunday, I'll usually make dinner, which also adds to the self-care Sunday routine. I feel like that's something that I do for myself, where I can make whatever I'm craving. So after dinner is when the routine really gets going. It's when I'll go and have a bath. A bath is my favorite form of self-care. And for me, I realized it because it's a way for me to get off of this bad boy, my phone. I just find that I'm too afraid of it dropping in the tub because it's very realistic. I've dropped books in the tub. I probably would drop my phone. And I just want to find a way to like be with myself, my body, my thoughts, and relax. So that's normally how it starts. I'll get a bath. And I feel like the most surprising thing to most people when I tell them is my baths are really short. They're only like 20 minutes long. I do get bored eventually, maybe 30 minutes maximum, but I don't like sit in the tub for very long. I want to be scorching hot. And usually I'm either watching reality TV or reading a book when I'm in the tub, just trying not to be on my phone. So that's why in this case, maybe you want to listen to, I do listen to podcasts sometimes. Maybe you want to listen to this podcast, watch it. Oh my God, I forgot a key point. The thing that makes the bath so luxurious, makes me feel like I'm at a spa, is I always have two things, bubble bath and Epsom salts, because they're different. If you want that foamy, like the thing that looks like the bubbles and everything, you need to buy like a bubble bath, whatever. And then the Epsom salts really help, especially right now when I've been going to the gym more, relaxing my muscles, my mind, because I get the one that's like the sleepy time one, like with the lavender or whatever. And it just makes it feel more luxurious, because you can just take a bath in hot water, but that kind of feels like the baths you take as a kid in my brain. Like it doesn't feel the same. So part of my taking a bath is the Epsom salts and the bubble bath. Even when I'm like staying at a hotel, because I have taken baths in hotels before, I like buy like a mini one or like some sort of, or I take the body wash and I like pour it all into the tub so I get some sort of bubble, because I need a bubble. It needs to be a bubble bath proper. After I get out of the tub, this is when I do my full skincare routine. One thing about me is I am not the best with my skincare routine. I know. I post it on the internet. I'll be like, oh, I did my skincare, and I do it, but I just like really fall off of it a lot of the time. Look, I am not someone that grew up with like really acne prone skin, so I just don't think I have that like feel like I need to, because I'm very lucky that way. And I'm so sorry if you grew up with acne. Like I don't envy you for that. I feel like it's a really tough thing to go through. I had other skin conditions, but just like acne was not something that I ever struggled with. So I fall off my skincare routine a lot. But one thing I promised myself, and I've been doing it solid for a couple of years now, is Sundays are when I do my full, however many steps, I don't know, it's when I put all the things on my face, when I kind of feel like I'm at the spa and I'm like putting all the different layers, all the proper serums, and I don't know, I mean, I moisturize every single day, but I do like the proper steps. And if I'm gonna do any like self-tanning on my face, I'll do that on a Sunday as well. Once I've got myself, like my face, it's lathered up, the skincare routine is done, then I move to my body. I have really dry skin. And you know those girls, oh, I'm always so envious of them, those girls that when you like touch their arm, they have like the softest skin ever. I have always wanted to be one of those girls. And I'm not. I have dry skin. So now on Sundays, I've incorporated like lathering up my entire body in a body cream, like truly like full slug mode. I do that every Sunday now too, just as a way to like get myself more into it. And then I try to do it nightly, but it's just the reality that I don't. So Sundays are my full slug mode. Now I've got my glasses on, full slug mode. I'm now going into the bedroom. Again, I'm really trying to stay off my phone during all of this. The most I will do is like maybe make a to-do list, but I probably did that earlier in the day. I really try to stay off my phone once I start my self-care Sunday routine, unless I'm filming. But to me, I'm not like going on social media, I guess is the best way to say that I'm staying off my phone. So then I get into bed. I sometimes spray my room with like a nice little lavender scent pillow spray, whatever those things are called. I don't know if they actually do anything, but it just like makes it feel a little bit more luxurious, kind of like I'm at a hotel. And then it's time to read. I usually try to set aside 90 minutes of reading time before bed. This is in my ideal self-care Sunday. I'm in bed by 9:30 so that I can be asleep by 11. 90% of the time, that does not happen. It's the truth. This is just me explaining my ideal self-care Sunday. It doesn't happen. Usually I just end up, I don't know, scrolling for a little bit. I'm really bad at it. I'm really trying to nip that in the bud, but I'll scroll for a bit and then read my book. But if my book's really good, then I'm going to get like really into it and end up reading till like midnight. I think I'm just avoiding the like brain spiral I'm going to have right before I go to sleep, which always happens on Sundays. Let me know if you're the same way. And I just wonder if it's something we're programmed to with school or whatever it might be. I was never a morning person. So like the idea of starting the new week, I don't know. Like I've always had major Sunday scaries and brain spirals. And I just feel like I overthink everything I have to do in the week and what I could have done in the weekend and this and that. So that's why I'm really tried to get this routine down to a way that at least like cuts that anxiety in half, if not more, and gets me to a space where I just feel, I don't know, a lot more comfortable and cozy. I love being cozy. It's like one of my favorite things. So I, even if it doesn't take away all the scaries, because I'm not saying that like just having a bath and reading a book will, it's more so to get me off the triggers that make my scaries worse, which for me, a big thing is being on my phone and mindlessly scrolling and the blue light and keeping me up at night and all of that. So I'm just trying to minimize the scaries. I'm not trying to get rid of them fully because I know myself and that's not really reality. Now, obviously, because of the magic of podcast editing, and I think it would make my Sunday so stressful if I recorded this on a Sunday and then turn it around for you all on a Sunday, that would disrupt my self-care Sunday rituals. We're just going to talk about how I'm feeling this week in general. Every therapy session I start with, I'm giving you some free therapy right now. Every therapy session I start with, the way that I start my session, because this is just what works for me. I know other people come like guns a-blazing with like everything they want to talk about. For me though, I really ease into it every single time. I'm kind of that type of person in life. I'm not super spontaneous. I kind of ease into everything I do, relationships, friendships, everything. I'm just like every part of my life. I'm like that kid that just, and I was this kid growing up. I like put my feet in the water to feel how cold it is before I feel comfortable, like slowly getting in. I'm not the kid that just like dove into the pool, not caring how cold the water was. I always ease myself into things. And so when I do therapy, I do the same thing. So I ease myself in by just like going through my week. Because honestly, a lot happens in a week and I don't always remember how I was feeling in each moment. So for me, going through what I did in the week, talking about it, saying it out loud, sometimes that's what triggers, oh, I did want to talk about that, or oh, this made me feel a certain type of way. So that's what I'm going to do here. We're going to test out this format. Again, like this is brand new. We've never done this together. It's my first time talking to you this way. And I'm really open to what you guys think works best. I just really want this to be something that you also look forward to on Sundays. So whichever way that I can be a better friend to you while we're doing this, let's do it. Let me know. I love constructive criticism. This week, I've been feeling better. And I think the best way for me to describe it is by better, because for a while now, I haven't been feeling great. And I don't think that's really reflected online or in my online life. Especially, like I try to be as vulnerable as I can in the like regular weekly podcast format. But when you have guests and stuff, like you're turning it on, like you're interviewing someone, it's really, really different than me sitting here in my therapy spot that I'm sharing with you and just like mindlessly gabbing, yapping on. It's kind of feels like you're my therapist and I'm talking to you. When you pick up your phone to film like a TikTok or something, I don't know, you can't always, you kind of naturally turn it on. At least I do. And I really try not to, but it's just the reality of it. I've been burned a few times, so I just naturally do it. But I'm feeling better though. I haven't been feeling great for a really long time. And I'm coming off the tail end, or I'm in the midst of, I don't really know where I am, but pretty burnt out. I have been for a while. I don't think I realized I was. I kept describing to my therapist that I'm like living in limbo right now. And that's not really where I want to live. Like everything I've ever said is I really want to live as extraordinary of a life as possible. And I know there's ebbs and flows with that. And I give myself the grace, but I think I was fooling myself thinking that I could just have like one night off a week and then I'd be great and my mental health would be good. And the last thing I ever want to do is romanticize hustle culture and like working way too much. And look, I am somebody that can balance a lot. I always have. I know I have an abnormal amount of stuff on my plate and I enjoy it that way and I do balance it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't sometimes come at a cost. And I still don't know my own limits. I don't know my own limits. I don't play within it usually. And so it's a constant balancing act, because what was my limits a year ago might be different than what they are now, right? And the same goes for you. What you can handle socially a year ago might be different than now, and that's totally okay. I just think you can't hold yourself to that same standard, because as you evolve and grow, interests will evolve and grow. I posted a video last night and in the comments, I was like, it's so crazy. On a Thursday night, I like even just like 4-5 years ago, I guess not four, that was the pandemic, 5 years ago, was like rushing home to eat dinner and then get dressed and ready to go to a pre-party to go to the bar on a Thursday. Like I would never miss a Thursday night out, even at like 22 years old. And now I was like so excited to be curled up in bed by 9 p.m. And it doesn't mean one is right or wrong. It's just two different versions of the same person who's grown and evolved and interests change. And I just really wanted to get ahead of my book club book. And it's just one of those things that come with life. And I think when you're also documenting your life on the internet, it's a little weird because you can like look back on them very like vividly. And that goes for you as well. Like if you're just, whether you're a creator or not, if you're just documenting on social media, you can look back and see like which era of your life you're in, which is so crazy. But all's to say is I have been feeling the early stages of burnout. Maybe I am burnt out. I'm not even quite sure. I think when I'm very burnt out, I don't do anything. Like I wouldn't have even wanted to pick up this microphone and talk. So I think I'm either in the early stages of it or coming off a tail end. I just haven't been feeling inspired. But this week in general, I felt better, which is great. I've been giving myself a lot more grace. I made no plans for this weekend, which is like so rare for me. And that's not to say that I won't see people or I won't end up having plans. I just didn't pre-schedule anything that I felt obligated to do. I didn't have any obligations, which is rare for me. And I've loved it. I had like a really productive night yesterday where I came home, I went to the gym, and then I got groceries, and then I cooked myself dinner, and I just watched an episode of my show and was in bed early, and I just felt like I had a proper adult night, and that felt really good. So I woke up today feeling even better, went back to the gym. I am feeling better. I do think physical exercise, I guess all exercise is physical, but exercise is definitely helping. It really helps me get out of my head. Because that's kind of the constant with me is I'm just constantly in my head, whether I'm thinking 7 steps ahead or I'm thinking about the next thing I have to be doing on my to-do list. I just feel like it's never ending and I'm always like in my brain talking to myself. And I don't think people really realize that about me. I just constantly, it's like I have another, it's like me and then my internal me. There's like two of me almost. It's probably making no sense. But I feel like they're constantly at odds with each other and they're constantly talking to each other about, oh, we should be doing this or we should be doing this or next. Like, but right now it's just like too much. It's like they're at odds with each other, my like physical self. And I just really feel the burnout and I feel tired. And then my mental self is like, but you should be doing this. Anyways, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. I am feeling better though. I'd say if you'd asked me last week, well, you couldn't ask me last week because I would not have made a video or started this podcast. But I guess that's going to be the beauty of us talking every single week is I'm going to be able to be a little bit more raw and vulnerable. I always do vibe checks in the Instagram group chat. What are those things called? Broadcast channels. I still don't fully understand the point of them, but I have one called POV or My Close Friends. And look, I kind of forget it exists, so I'm pretty bad at updating it. But one thing I try to do once a week is a vibe check. And I just really want to create a space where everyone can just tell us honestly. And you're talking to strangers, so it's like you don't really have anything to lose. How you're feeling or what's on your mind. And I try to be as honest as I can, too. I'm not always like, oh, my God, like amazing, going to a concert. Yeah, no, I really try to be vulnerable in there. So if you want to join it, you can. It's just on my Instagram. But I think that vibe check is now manifesting into this podcast. So let's do a vibe check right now. Sit with yourself where you're sitting with me and just do a vibe check and see how you're feeling truly. Take a minute, think about it. And when I say how you're feeling, take into your like physical body as part of that too, right? Like, are you feeling the stress? Are you feeling stress in your shoulders? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling calm? Are you feeling nothing at all? Because that also is a feeling that I've been experiencing recently, not feeling anything at all. Check in with yourself and think about, do you enjoy the feeling that you have right now? And if not, what can we do to change it? Is it doing something for yourself? Is it rereading a book that you love because you know that will make you feel happy? Is it putting on a record on your record player because there's just something different about listening to music on a record player? Or is it going for a run? Is it calling your mom? Is it calling a friend? Is it going to your comfort YouTuber and watching them? Is it turning on this podcast? Find something for yourself that is only for you that will make yourself feel better if you want to change the way that you're feeling. If you don't want to change the way you're feeling, amazing. I'm so happy for you that you are enjoying the feeling that you have right now with this little vibe check. I feel like changing my environment is a big way that I change things up when I'm like not feeling great. Either getting out of the house or out of a certain room helps me get out of my head physically. Just going for a walk. I mean, currently, I don't even know if you can see, it is like snowing in Toronto right now, which is crazy. So I wouldn't necessarily go for a walk right now. But even if it's just like a silly little walk to the convenience store or drive, if you live somewhere we have to drive, just to like go pick up, I don't know, makeup remover. Like sometimes doing like the smallest little chore can also help you get out of your head, make you feel a little bit better. I don't want this first episode to be too long, especially because I still don't even really know what it's going to manifest itself into or what it's going to be. But I have really enjoyed just sitting here. It feels like I truly am talking to you, talking to a friend, talking to a therapist, talking to somebody just about how I'm feeling. And I hope you got the same feeling from it too. I hope you're taking care of yourself today. I hope that you take some time for yourself, not doing something you feel obligated to do, but something that you want to do. And I hope that you join me for another Self-Care Sunday in the future. I'll be doing this every single week for as long as I feel and don't get burnt out. But I can't wait to start this new routine with you. I can't wait to start having our regular check-ins, our regular vibe checks. And as always, let me know what you thought about this. It's definitely a different formula, but I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. If you did, you can rate it 5 stars. You can subscribe to the podcast, like it, all those things that people tell you to do. I don't really know. But I've been Sarah, and I'll see you at the next Self-Care Sunday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth tree runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.